next week is Easter, of course, so with a bank holiday to look forward to, school holidays for the kids, and fingers crossed for some decent weather, we thought we'd ask Mark Graham, author of A Year of Festivals in Ireland, to find out what's going on all over the country across the Easter period. So if you're feeling adventurous, have itchy feet, or just plain bored, he's got a few suggestions of what you could get up to. Welcome once again to the programme, Mark.
Thank you very much
Good
for having me,
Dave. You back. You're looking very, what's the word, hipster?
Am I? Jesus, a bit old for that, Dave. I'm looking scruffy, I think, is what it is. Sometimes that gets mistaken for it.
No, a good trimmed beard, even though it's huge. Okay, now, what's the Phase 1 festival?
Phase 1 festival is an electronic music and arts festival, and it's in Carrick-on-Shannon, which is a really nice spot to have because they actually take advantage of, you know, it's one of the bases for the river cruises that they do on the Shannon.
All right, okay.
And what they do is they have DJs playing on those boats, and what you get is like a flotilla on one of the nights that goes down the Shannon, and it's not a flotilla that you might come across usually on the Shannon.
And
they're banging out the tunes.
Where might one dance?
On the deck.
Oh, on the deck. Oh,
on the deck
itself.
Of the boat. On the boat itself.
Not on the bank.
Yeah,
and that's hardly on the water.
Yeah, it's one of the highlights of the Phase 1 festival, and it usually happens early on in the festival and people are usually shook after it. But it's a good weekend and it's in a nice spot and small enough that you'll get to meet everybody who's at the festival and you'll be at some intimate gigs this year.
And is it music or is there...
It's music and other arts as well.
I mean, are there people playing or is it just... It's not just,
yeah, there's
it's
people
not just
playing.
A DJ playing records.
It's not just DJs. There's bands playing. There's also video installations. There's graphic design. And they have circuit bending
so
as well.
So this is a multimedia experience.
A multimedia experience,
is there
exactly.
Face painting?
No, there's no face painting.
Well, then it's no good.
And there's no bouncy castle either, or a pig on a spit. But they do have Jape, and they have Nanu Nanu.
Wow, Jape and Nanu Nanu.
Yeah,
really?
Jape and Nanu are their headliner. And Fish Go Deep,
who've
been around for a long time.
That's
so
big.
Yeah,
oh,
it's big enough. Well, yeah. And it's in a really nice venue, the Arts Centre in Carrick-on-Shannon. Is small enough for it to be intimate, but big enough for it to feel like a proper
and
festival.
And Jape
as
has
well.
His fine new album at the moment. It must be about number 5, I'd say. It's very kind of hot chippy kind of thing.
Yeah, and he's gigging a lot already. He turns up at another festival over the Easter weekend, so he's
going
to be around. Absolutely
you,
worth seeing.
Okay, that is Phase 1, the Phase 1 Festival. Oh, sorry, you can check it out at phase1festival.com. And by the way, that's not spelled with an F, okay? And that's the Electronic Music and Arts Festival in Carrick-on-Shannon, okay? Now, go on, give us another one.
BD, Barn Dance, rebranded. It's known as BD Festival, and Jape is turning up at this one again.
Okay.
This is a kind of a sacrilegious bring-your-own-beer festival that runs on Good Friday, and that appeals to me greatly. So the idea of this is that you buy alcohol if you want it. You don't have to bring it, but you take it on a bus and you leave Dublin 45 minutes away. You go to Glendalough Estate in Animo in County Wicklow, and when you get there, there's going to be acts like Jape. The Hot Sprockets are going to be playing there as well. A little bit commercial smash hits, the cover band are going to be playing there as well, but late at night you're going to have left field DJs are going to be playing there, and that will attract a crowd.
Wow, that sounds pretty good too. I've been there, I've never been at that, but I've been there. Yeah, very good. Okay, that's on Good Friday. By the way, that law, you still can't drink on Friday night.
I have a feeling that's going to get phased out. Do you remember a few years ago there was a Munster game in Limerick?
The biggest thing ever.
And it was massive, and there was all these other fans coming over and they said we have to open the pubs, and they did. So I think that was the beginning of the end for Good Friday.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you.
I think it definitely was.
But I'm sure it's still holding out for next Friday though, is it?
It is. And a really interesting, one of the next festivals I was going to talk about is the Galway Food Festival. And I was at it 2 years ago and it was really funny because I was walking down the street behind these two American guys and I was kind of earwigging. And they had just landed into Shannon the day before and they hightailed it from Shannon to Galway. And when they got to Galway on Good Friday, every pub was closed. And they were distraught.
Yeah,
they couldn't believe that they were in Galway, in Ireland, having come from Boston, and all the pubs were shut.
I can't believe it either. But
yeah, they found something to do because Galway Food Festival, there's plenty to do there on Good Friday. They kind of celebrate Galway as a food destination, but one of the things that catches my eye this year at the food festival is a trip to the Aran Islands, where they do a food tour of the Aran Islands, and they're going to go through some of the harvesting traditions on the Aran Islands. So it's going to be seaweed and stuff like that. That will be interesting. It's not the usual foodie stuff. A lot of these things, there's a homogenization of some of these festivals, and sometimes it feels like you're going to the same festival just in a different place. So when they do something like bring these things to the Aran Islands, I kind of like that.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, when you say seaweed, that's about as trendy a food as you can eat these days.
It pretty much is. Yes, rotten. No, I used to be forced to eat dillisk when I was a child. Ugh. Just not nice.
Okay, GalwayFoodFestival.com for that one. Give us another one.
Tremor Ska and Reggae Festival also do this Good Friday thing. They kick off at midnight on Good Friday, which is technically within the law, or you can stay in the hotel where the first gig is on. But it runs over the whole weekend. It's Tramore Ska and Reggae Festival. You know what you're going to get with this. It's Ska. Yeah. The Selector Excellent. Are the headlining
really?
Band of this.
Wow.
Yeah, and
okay.
Amazingly, The Selector have a new album out.
Right.
So that Ska music, and I chatted to Pauline Black, and she got offended when I said, you know, how come Ska music is still going? I said, what do you mean? How come rock and roll is still
Just
going?
Just because it came up to the surface for a while there around the two-tone era doesn't mean it wasn't always slightly underground.
And yeah, still and came from Jamaica, has the heritage of coming from Jamaica in the early 20s and 30s, and you know, Jamaicans trying to play rock and roll but not being able to, and it developing into ska. And we got the second wave from UK ska, and a lot of those bands are going to be played. They've played here before. They get some really good ska bands at this, and it's in the seaside town of Tramore, which has a kind of a history of mods used to go down there on the Vespas and that.
That's
so
true,
it's a good spot for it. But what they have down there as well is they have a Caribbean festival on the Saturday and Sunday. I hope they get the weather in Tramore.
So wait a minute, this is 3 days, but it's actually really kind of 2 days. It's Saturday and Sunday, starting at midnight.
Starting late on the Friday. Yeah, Saturday, well, it's not going to start. It's going to start late. Let's put late in inverted commas there. As we said, the Good Friday laws are becoming a bit looser.
Right, okay, looser.
Yeah,
okay, let's just see how loose. Tramore Ska and Reggae Festival. Check that out. Tramore, what is it?
TramoreSkaFest.com.
TramoreSkaFest.com. Okay, give us one over in County Mayo.
Yeah, and I like these festivals, you know, because a lot of the, when you talk to people about festivals, a lot of people picture debauchery, music, drinking, and other things besides in fields. But things like this do appeal to me.
By the way, can I just say at this point that this is the man who went to, was it 365 festivals in a year or
something? I went to three festivals every week for a whole year. Yeah, 183 festivals in 12 months.
Yeah, that's right. And thus the book that I was talking about, A Year of Festivals in Ireland. Anyway, keep going there, Mark.
The walking festivals provide a nice balance, Dave. And this one is in Westport. And Westport is a lovely place to visit at any time of the year. It's really nice there.
The Octagon, up the top.
Did you ever do the...
I opened the cinema there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How did that go?
It was fantastic. lovely.
The walking festival here, you're looking maybe the toughest walk is going to be up a 700 metre ascent, but there's flat walks here as well. And you get to be in a very nice place. The locals will tell you it was once voted the best place to live in Ireland.
Really the best place? Because one of the nicest walks you could do, although it's a hell of a long walk, is if you go out by the Sheebean there and you go kind of lean on to Lewisburg, one of the nicest walks in the whole of Ireland.
Beautiful. Lenan is absolutely, it's really gorgeous. And a lovely spot, but they have an organised walking festival. And what I like about walking festivals is it's an opportunity for people who live in a place to show off that place to people. And you get to see spots that you wouldn't see if you weren't with somebody from that place who knows
it
really
well. And of all those 180 festivals, by the way, did you do some walking ones?
I did, yeah.
They did stand out by the sound of it, yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed them because... you know this, and a lot, like, we don't have to say, a lot of festivals are commercially driven. That's their reason for being. And even the walking festivals, that's their reason for being. They want to bring people to the place and they want them to spend some money. But I really enjoy the festivals where you don't feel like that's the primary reason for the festival.
Right.
And at walking festivals, you get to meet so many locals who are going to be walking. And it's a really, it's inexpensive and it's enjoyable and it's healthy and you get to see the best of a place. And then you can go off and have a clatter of pints guilt-free.
Guilt-free indeed, and it not being of the Friday of good. Okay, go on, let's go on to something else.
Speaking of a clatter of points, Franciscan Well Beer Fest down in Cork.
Whoa, start that again?
Franciscan Well Beer Fest in Cork is happening over the Easter weekend. Franciscan Well, brewers themselves of some very fine things, one of them in particular, but if they have this available, you should lap it up. The Franciscan Well Stout that was aged in Jameson casks, that is a thing of beauty to behold. But they will be inviting other brewers down to Franciscan Well in Cork City for the weekend. An interesting thing happened with Franciscan Well. They were bought by Molson, the Canadian brewing company. Some people feared that they would become a bit more commercialised and not be as crafty as they used to be, but it would seem that they're sticking to the craft beer guns.
Is that like kind of a Bavarian bum-slapping Lederhosen kind of Munich Beer Fest kind of thing?
Sure, it's like that in Cork every weekend. not quite, Dave, but it's do you know what it is? It's nerds drinking beer. That's what it is.
Yeah. And well, I associate the music thing of everybody wearing those kind of lederhosen, all sitting out in the huge big kind of outdoor tables with about 7,000 people.
Vomiting on each other.
No, just drinking nicely in a village square. And somebody doing some Morris dancing in the middle around a pole.
With a pole. Yeah, but not quite that. Well, I imagine they wouldn't stop you if that's what you wanted to do in Cork.
Okay, all right, okay. That's the Franciscan Well Easter Beer Fest, and it's in, where did you say again?
That's in Cork City.
Cork City itself,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, down the keys in Cork City.
Okay, so lots of beer, lots of different types of beer, and you're talking everything from Blacks of Kinsale, 8 Degrees, the Porterhouse, Dungarvan Brewery, and a lot more besides.
Yeah, okay. Loads of brewers going to be down
anything
there.
Anything else? What about Mallow? Staying in Cork.
The weekend coming up, the Grand National is going to be on in Fairy House, the Irish Grand National. But a nice, smaller version of that happens in Mallow, and they build a festival around it called Racing Home for Easter. And there's something about Cork, and as much as it pains me to admit this, they do markets really well in Cork. And
why does it pain you to admit this?
Because
Mark?
You should never admit to a Cork person how good they are at something, because they already know, and they'll tell you.
Right.
So, the less of that you can do, the better. They don't need any more kind of smoke blown up their arse than they already do themselves. But they do a very good market at this on the Sunday in particular at the Racing Home for Easter Festival in Mallow. And if you're into horse racing, you can go to that as well. It's part of that. There's a bit more going on besides the horse racing that's happening in Mallow this year. And I recommend the market. There's some great stuff at that market.
Racing Home for Easter Festival in Mallow.
Yes.
All right, very good. What about anything else? What about Dublin?
There's a gig on in Dublin. I'm going to say I'm biased in relation to this because I play in the band. King Kong Company are going to be playing in the Button Factory with Donal Deneen on Easter Saturday night on the 4th of April. It's going to be an amazing night, but it's nearly sold out. So if you want to get tickets for that, you have to be quick.
Actually, I was going to ask about that. How's the King Kong Company doing? Well, obviously, you're still going, yes?
Yeah, still going. Still going very well. All the festival gigs are nearly in at this stage and moving up the lineup. We're headlining a couple of festivals, but after playing the main stage of Body and Soul last year, they've moved us to a later slot this year. And the week after we played Electric Picnic last year, they booked us that week to play it.
So impressed, in case somebody else snapped you up.
I don't know. Is that maybe not. Maybe they just wanted to get the work out of the way. But
exactly,
in answer to it, it's going really well. Right. And really well in a low-key
way.
It's going well.
Yeah, if Madison Square Garden's called tomorrow, nah, that's not what we're into.
Definitely.
Okay.
So anyway,
King Kong Company in the Button Factory, Donal Deneen and more besides.
Yep.
And that's on Saturday.
Saturday, 4th of April.
Okay. Into Easter Sunday. Now, let's stay in Dublin, or are we going to wait?
No, we'll stay in Dublin. Well, actually, this is a wonderfully Irish thing. Did you notice that Shocked and Nigoelia in Ireland lasts for 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, I know, it goes right up to Patrick's Day.
It does, yeah. Irish week, 2.5 weeks. Well, it could be lasting for a month now, I don't know. This is the Dublin Walking Festival in Wicklow. It's Dublin Walking Festival, but one of the facets of this is they're going to be bringing people to Wicklow.
Do you start in Dublin or something?
No, you start in Dublin. I imagine you get on the bus in Dublin, which is a bit of a pain in the arse if you're from Wicklow already. I just might as well stay in Wicklow and wait for them to come down to you. But it's the Dublin, they will be walking around Dublin as well, let me just say that. But they're going to be up around the Wicklow way as well. And one of the things, I've done something similar to this in Connemara, and I did something similar in Kerry, a full moon walk as part of this walking festival. So they bring you up the mountains in the middle of the night. You go up at midnight. Yeah.
Wow.
And now that works really well if it's a cloudless night, but if it's cloudy, so you might as well be in the hot press. Do you know what I mean?
And I don't care what the weather's like this weekend. Wear a coat if you're doing that one.
Yeah, I do. And actually, I go back to Bar.
Wear a duffel coat with a few cans.
Yeah, actually, in either pocket, because that's what those pockets are for. The BD Festival, the rebranded Barn Dance, that's the first of the outdoor festivals of festival season. Now, I know that the first residential one is going to be Fantastival that happens over the Maybank holiday weekend. But I was at BD, that was Barn Dance last year. And you know you're getting old when you're looking at young girls and you say, Jesus, she's going to catch her death. The cold and that, but in this instance, it's actually true because you know it's the boys and the girls who go to BD Festival. Just wrap up, lads, will you? For the love of God!
All right, listen, that's about 9 or 10. Let's get another one. How about
some family ones? Will we throw in a few family ones? Because there's lots of family festivals. It is Easter, and as we all know, the most important thing over Easter that everyone celebrates is chocolate. That's what Easter is all about, really, isn't it?
Because you've kept off it for the last 6 or 7 weeks.
We've all been as much as we adhere to Good Friday, we've been adhering to Lent for the last 40 days.
Since Ash Wednesday, it was a Shrove Tuesday.
Yeah, I can still see the ashes on your forehead, Dave. You're keeping it up well.
I am. I'm not a Sharon. All right, go on.
That's what I gave up for Lent. Bord na Mona Easter Family Festival is happening in Lochbora Discovery Park. And what's going to happen here is that they're going to have...
Sorry, where's Loughborough?
That's a good question. I don't know where Loughborough is.
I love it.
I have no clue.
I imagine
it's in the Midlands somewhere.
It's wherever Loughborough is. We'll tell you later.
Part of the Easter egg hunt can be you can try and find Loughborough. And then when you get there, you can try and find some Easter eggs. But it looks like it's going to be an interesting event. There's going to be sculpture. Dave, guess what they have at this?
What?
Face painting.
I'm going wherever it is.
That's why I stuck it in there.
Somebody tell me where Lake Bora is. Yeah, and will the Bora Bunny be there?
The Bora Easter Bunny. For Bora Bora Bunny will be there. It's an interesting breed of animal. Waterway Ireland Spree is another one, and that's in Ballinamore. Waterways Ireland, what they're doing is they're organising, and this is a free event, and I like this because free is good. When we talked about, you know, feeling that the over commercialisation of some of the festivals, all the events at this are free. Canoeing, kayaking, rafting, raft building and water absorbing, and you can join in. So if you're a bit more adventurous, if the kids are a little bit old to be hunting for eggs, that's the place
water
to bring
water absorbing
them.
Is that not inside those big
it is yeah they put you in a ball. Have you done that thing where you tried to run on the water in a ball? That's amazing. There's a guy actually,
I've seen them do it.
There's a fella who tried to do it from America to Jamaica in one of them, and he didn't get very far. He tried to run in an inflatable ball and it didn't work out well for him.
I'd say it's very tiring if nothing else.
Feckin' ages.
Now hold on a second, you say kayaking and rafting and raft stuff and stuff. Do you have to bring your own kayak?
No, those things will be there. There's more Easter egg hunting happening in Carlow, another one for the families. They have an annual Easter egg treasure hunt in the grounds of Huntington Castle, so if it's a nice day, that would be a good place to bring the kids. But I think the one that kind of takes most of the headlines, and it is a great cause, it's an Easter egg hunt. It's organised by Cadbury's,
and it's in aid of Barnardo's.
Oh, yeah. So it's in aid of a good cause.
That happens in centre of Dublin, Merrion Square.
Yeah. On Saturday, the 4th of April. Get along there early. There'll be big crowds at that. And it's not just Cadbury's who are going to be there as well, are the natural confection company who make those jellies that you can't stop eating. They're very nice. Oreo cookies and Kenko coffee are also going to be there. To celebrate what Easter is all about, chocolate and other things besides. So that's about it, Dave. Now there's more on, like, everywhere in the country there's going to be something on. Like, bank holiday weekends are just mental when it comes to festivals, so there's lots on. They're just some of the ones that stood out to me.
And this is the start of the summer.
I wouldn't go that far.
What I mean, like, in the 4, 5 and 6th of September at Strabane County Leash, it's kind of the end, because that's the electric picnic.
Yeah, this is the wind into it, I think.
This is the wind in.
So if you want to get festival fit, now is the time to start training. Right. And if you want to start training, maybe go to BD Festival Phase 1 or the Tremor Scan Reggae Festival would be good places to get in that. Or King Kong Company in the Button Factory, where you can jump up and down and try and get festival
that
fit.
That one you mentioned, the BD, is in Glendalough in NMO, is it?
Yes, it is. Right. Yeah. Okay. And that's probably the biggest one. That's the biggest festival with the most recognisable acts, I would think. And it's going to get the biggest crowd of the music festival.
And that one will start late Friday night.
Yep.
Okay, listen, good man yourself, Mark Graham. Indeed, how's this year of festivals shaping up for you?
Well, I'm not being as obsessive as I have been about it before, but I think we have 10 festival gigs in so far. So I'm definitely going to be at 10, and I will be at more besides, but we're going to be playing at about 10. Right. So that might even do me, but I know that I'll start to get that FOMO, the fear of missing out, once it kicks off. But I'll be at Fantastival, and for me, Fantastival is the start of it, because the festivals I really enjoy are the residential ones, where you get to stay for the weekend. Yeah.
By the way, we is the King Kong Company. Look out for them on your travels. Listen, good man. By the way, the book is still going, isn't it? A year of festivals in Ireland.
It is. That's kind of winding down as well, because it's been a year now, and I was in Leeds 2 weeks ago reading at a book festival there, but all the stuff here has been kind of done, so it's starting to wind down now. But it was great, brilliant,
absolutely.
And went really well, and still is going well.
In Ireland. Listen, Mark Graham, thanks a million.